time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is Tuesday, which means it's time for the John and Wayne Show. How are we doing, Wayne? Looking good, man? Like the hat?
Hey, man. Clean? Hey, you know, I figure in order to get to Australia, we got to look our best, right? You know? Good day, mate. Good day, mate. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing good, though, John.
Oh, I love it, man. That is awesome. I want to say thank you to everybody for joining us. Pumped about today's show because this is a first for me. Wayne has been grinding the Senior Bowl, the draft tape, putting out top tens of position groups, all those things. So this is going to be, I'm just going to be taking notes, man, the whole time. So I want to go through some draft targets. I want to hear about your Senior Bowl trip. And I want to focus on two positions as much as possible, which I think are two of the most drastic needs. Obviously, there's more than just two. But wide receivers and offensive tackles. And, you know, we'll get into the tackle slash guard conversation a little bit. But talk to me just a little bit. The Senior Bowl, maybe a couple guys that stood out. What was that experience like? We'd love that you do that for us every single time because not a lot of people get down there. I know you, Johnny, Steph, a couple other people get down there and just crush it. So how was that? And did you walk away with any favorites?
Yeah, man, the Senior Bowl, another great time, you know, great opportunity to get out there to watch some of these young all-stars go at it, right? And boost their draft stock. That's what it's all about. It's about them going out there, putting their best 3 days of practice. And some players practice really well, John, and they don't play any game. And then, you know, so you don't get to see those guys. But whenever I go down there, you know, I'm looking for talent as if I'm a scout. I'm not a scout. I am the 49ers Rush scout. That's what I am. Okay. God dang right. I am a scout. But no, get down there. It was good to meet up with Steph and Johnny Dell. And sit and powwow with those and beautiful minds and talk about players and look at players and, you know, and get good information on players. And there were several guys that I like. And, you know, I'm looking at the Niners on – I'm hoping that they change their philosophy this year when it comes to drafting. I think drafting for fit is done. I think at this point the league has shifted and you need talented mother freakers on your roster. I don't care where they play. I don't care if they're the water specialist. They need to be hella talented, and you need to make sure you get hella talent, guys. This might be a draft, you know, depending on what the Niners do in free agency, John, but they have to look at this best player available type of situation, John, going into this year because when you look at it and you look, you know, and I'll talk more about the Senior Bowl guys. Of course, I'm down there looking at the guys in the trenches. I mean, that's where games are won and lost, so I'm looking at offensive linemen. So Jennings Dunker is the offensive lineman that stood out. That's the offensive tackle slash guard from Iowa. I'll be honest. Draft any one of those two guys from Iowa. Bo Stevens, the guard, if you're going to go full guard. But Jennings Dunker just has the look, has the type. And he gives me that Gray Zabel vibe. Like, that's the vibe I get from him. And that's the guy that I was – that was my number one guy I wanted last year as offensive lineman. Well, Jennings Dunker – you got the kid Rutledge out of Georgia Tech, another big, mean, mauling guard. And then Max Einacher, right? That's another guy out of Arizona State who's going to play tackle on the pro level. I can't wait to see what his measurables stand out as far as arm length and things like that, wingspan and all that type of stuff. But that's a guy whose stock is trending upwards. And then I was looking at tight ends. Not that I'm looking for the next George Kittle, just looking for a guy that can come in and block and catch. I think that's what the Niners want. Can you block? Can you catch? That's what I get from your film, John. If you can't block, your ass has got to go. Like, right? Yeah. And so, but then I was looking at those weapons, you know, wide receivers, and they stood out. A lot of them. A lot of wide receivers stood out to me. A few corners and some safeties I had my eye on. So the Senior Bowl is for that. And it's like... it's weird because I'm cold. and my nose is running and I want to get into warmth, but I don't want to miss a play, you know? So it's like, oh man, I missed a play. Damn it. I got to ask somebody, what did I miss? Cause I'm sitting there trying to post and write down what I saw on the last play. Cause things just happen fast. Reps go fast, but it's a hell of an experience. And if you get out there, John, we're going to try to get you out there next year, man. And so we can have some fun out there and we can all pick a position and stick to the position. I think it'll be 4 to 5 of us out there. That would be the best way. Divide and conquer, art of war.
Dude, I love that. Now, here's again, I'm John Chapman. I'm sorry. Did you get some really good Southern seafood while you were down there? Please.
I did not. I did not this time. It was, and here's why. There's reasons, right? It's because the way that the Senior Bowl schedule shifted. So everything was later. So practice started at 1 instead of starting at 11. And so now practices are over at 6 instead of being over at 4. Or you know what I'm saying? But I did get to my barbecue spot, Meatballs, and got me some rib candy. Yes, I did.
Okay. I freaking love that, man. I love that. So, like, I do have a question on one of the things you talked about, because you talked about best player available instead of need-based drafting. Now, since Shanahan and Lynch have showed up, it has been need-based drafting first, second, third round, then a little bit of the best player available fourth round later, which is a big reason why you get those fifth round gems and so that's. But you're thinking that's going to shift.
It has to shift, John. It has to shift. The Niners, when healthy, are always contending, right? But what are they missing? They're always missing kind of like that just X factor type of player that just has this, you know, mutative ability that can just do something. And they try, you know, they tried to get the freakish athletic Drake Jackson. They tried to make that. No. They have to be. There's so many players out here like Nick Emanwori, like passing on from him. Passing, I know he went in the second round, but, you know, you just got to be better at evaluating the talent. I think the Niners evaluate it well. I think they don't draft well, and that's the difference. I think you watch these other teams, and you say to yourself, God dang, how is Seattle in the playoffs? How did they win the Super Bowl? It's not like they're hitting on their first-round picks all the time. They got fourth-round picks, fifth-round picks that are Super Bowl champions because they just go get talent. Like, they just get talent. Hey, you suck at this, but that's okay. You're really good at this. That talent. And you work on getting better overall. Can the Niners sit there and what's the word, develop these guys? That's what we're hoping. I think, remember last year I talked about Upton Stout when I was at the Senior Bowl, and I said the kid is talented. He's just tiny. But they went for the talent. So they do, they're starting to shift. And I think we'll see a bigger shift in this year's draft.
I hope so. And again, I have to, you know, Wayne and I were together in Vegas the year of the Drake Jackson pick, and I was clamoring for Drake Jackson. And he was clamoring for another player, Nick Bonitto. And so I always have to give props, man. You were the correct take. I was incorrect, but I was able to pick what the Niners did. I'm not sure that that's better or not.
You did get the Niners pick right. You did.
I'll take it. I'll take whatever win, and it was a terrible pick. So, Lyle, what to say? Thank you for the super chat, my friend. He says, John, how in the hell do most 49ers fans know that we need offensive line help, but Kyle and John ignore that area? For other team needs. So look, offensive tackle is a major need. Obviously, you know, you have Trent Williams is coming back for one more year. He's the oldest left tackle in the NFL, might be the oldest player in the NFL next season. You have Colton McKivitz locked up. He's 30 plus years old as well. At some point, you're going to have to draft an offensive tackle. They haven't done so in 4 seasons. They haven't drafted a center in 13 seasons. Talk to me about, is that even, you know, we do these mock drafts, we do these whatever, and every single year we're like, okay, offensive line is a huge need. Offensive line is a huge need. You just got abused by Seattle. Their defensive line just mean mugged everybody. Seems like you got to win in the trenches. Kyle Shanahan seems to think differently. Is that another process that you think will change? Will they finally draft in the first or second round some type of offensive lineman?
No. That's not how this okay. And I'm glad we brought this up because I want to have this conversation. Sometimes I talk to myself because there is no one to talk to. That was a song too. People ask me why I do what I do, but no, seriously, I have these conversations with myself, and it's not a shot at anybody. And I get it. I do. Do I believe that we need to improve and upgrade pieces on the offensive line? Yes. Are you going to do it in the draft? No. And I think that is what, unless we're drafting top 10, top 15, being dependent on who needs what in a draft, I don't think Kyle and John value that, right? They got their guy. Their guy, his name is Trent Williams, and if he's returning, that's a plus. Regardless of how old he is, he's still the best left tackle in football when healthy. Boom, right? That's the guy that got to protect the quarterback. And then you look at the guard spot, that's a hole they're going to have to fill. I guarantee you they'll figure that out, right? And then you look at the center. Can you upgrade there? Yeah, but if you can't, unfortunately, guys, we got Jake Brendel. Like, unfortunately, can we upgrade? Yeah, but is there any center in this draft that will be an upgrade over Jake Brendel in year one? That's the question you got to ask yourself. No. There isn't.
You don't think so? I don't think it's a good center class. So
I like Jake Slaughter. I like the kid out of Indiana. I like the kid out of Auburn. I got my top 10 out there. But my point is, I don't think there will be an upgrade right now. In the future, yes, if they develop. But you got, for the center, you got to find the fit, right? Now we're talking fit because you run zone scheme. Now we're not changing the zone scheme. So, John, we got to find that center. Good feet, quick on the feet. Good anchor and can kick off when it comes to running, right? Because we got to run. That's the issue. People, now, and here's what I wanted to talk about. And John, walk me off the ledge. John, I watched two teams play in the Super Bowl. I didn't think, I will say one team's offensive line was better than the other, but I would say the team that lost had addressed the offensive line not once, but twice, round one, round two, with top tier prospects. And what happened, John?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't play well. They didn't play well at all. And I think, too, both those teams, first-round left tackle, Charles Cross and Will whatever.
And Zabel, yep, keep
first
going.
First-round Drabel. You've got a third-round pick in your right tackle for the Seattle Seahawks. So, like, not, and the Seattle Seahawks offensive line is not dominant.
No.
But they have invested, and they have, like, developed.
So that's why I said
not done either.
That's why I said not probably. I don't see it happening in round one or round two. I just don't see it.
The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers. To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the Tick Pick app or tickpick.com. Just search 49ers Rush.
Because the need there... isn't what they're trying to get better. The Niners' philosophy is block for 3 seconds, get the ball out of your hands quickly, and then boom, 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 boom. That's the Niners. That's what they want to do. They want to get the ball out of your hands quickly. Well, guess what the Seahawks did against the Patriots? Exactly that. They did exactly that. I think Sam Darnold was sacked one time, so it looked like their offensive line was working better. But you know what made their offensive line look good? The fact that they had the bounce and the ounce from K9 to bounce outside to get explosive runs. That right there was the difference. Now, I don't know if Christian McCaffrey still has that explosiveness to cut to the outside. I don't know. All I know is that's what the difference was. Now, I said that to say this. Seattle Seahawks defensive line is what dominated that game. And so I would bet my bottom dollar and left testicle that the Niners go defensive line again. Because every time we get beat, we get mauled. It ain't because of the offensive line. It's because they got nothing but monsters up front just rushing the passer inside, outside, blitz. This is that in the third. The Niners defense, to me, has to be better. I think the offense, you can improve. But I just don't think they do that early in the draft. I think they go after best player available. And it's going to be some type of defensive prowl. I don't know what, but that's where I'm going with this.
And you even heard Kyle in the pregame saying, look, the way the Seahawks are built, their defense is good enough to win it as long as special teams and offense doesn't mess it up. Like, whenever the defense is that good, and I remember right before the trade deadline, they asked, like, man, in 2019, you kind of went all in and you traded. And Kyle Shanahan said, well, we had the best defense in the NFL in 2019. We don't have that right now. And so when fans were pretty upset that the Niners didn't go all in at the trade deadline, Kyle didn't feel like the defense was adequate enough to do that, to check that off. So can you do that? Now, my question back to you, does the return of Mikael Williams, does the return of Fred Warner, does the return of Nick Bosa, does that constitute enough on this defensive side of the ball? Or are you like, man, John Lynch, go get more defensive line help? And if so, do you go after a defensive tackle? You got two young defensive tackles that you like.
You go after the pass rushing, run, stop, win rate, pass. You find that guy. You find that disruptor up front. There's a few. There's not many. Because then you're stuck with guys like CJ West and those type of guys that are kind of like one-trick ponies. But there are a couple of disruptors. Remember Byron Murphy II from Texas?
A little bit.
You remember him just a little bit because that's your guy?
He was my favorite player in the draft, yeah.
Unfortunately, what did the Niners do? Yeah. It's just you pass up on a guy. Now he's a Super Bowl champion. Like, these are guys like you got to get. Now, I like Alfred Collins, but his leverage enables him. Like, it doesn't help him out, is what I'm trying to say. I feel like if he can get better in his pad level, which he probably will, don't get it twisted. I love him. I just think that they need that disruptor bully up front. He doesn't give me that. He just doesn't.
No, he loses early. He wins late. That's his thing. Like, he loses he's the exact opposite of Jake Brendel, where Jake Brendel wins early, loses late every single snap. Alfred Collins loses early, but then out hustles, out efforts, out strength. And so if he can get
that's
that
the stuff
you
can't teach though. Yeah.
You can get there. But again, and with CJ West and Alfred Collins, I think everybody likes them.
Oh yeah.
The problem is, are they dominant disruptors? No.
No.
They are not that. They are consistent, help your linebacker, rotational. I think they both start this year, but neither one of them are ever going to be 6-plus sack guys, I don't think.
Maybe you got to find a disruptor, because if you look at dominant defenses up front, if you know what, John, one day we got to do an exercise, all 32 teams, and go through those defensive tackles and see if those guys got top 10 defenses. Like, where are they ranked in the league coming out of this season? I guarantee you they all got some type of inside dominant presence, you know?
So, okay, well, Chris Kucerik would say, well, that's why we do our NASCAR package. So our dominant inside pass rusher is actually Mikael Williams. Mm-hmm. We're going to put him at the guard spot, and we might even put four. Sam O might be, you know, so like maybe we don't need that. I'm not saying this is my opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this is what the 49ers throughout their system have said. Look, maybe we don't need defensive tackles that can rush the passer. We're just going to load up with four defensive ends out there.
John, when is the last time this NASCAR package has worked, bro?
Yeah.
It's not consistent. 19. Yeah, man. It ain't consistent. It's inconsistent, excuse me. And I'm not saying that that won't work, but you got to – it's just not working. The league has shifted. The offenses are different. They're bigger, faster, stronger. You got to go bigger, faster, stronger as well. So you got to figure out in that, you know, how to match that, and that's why the Niners' philosophy – As far as these players, it's got to be a little bit different, dog.
Yeah.
It's got to be a little bit different.
I like.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they go interior at pick 27 or edge. I wouldn't be surprised.
So, you know, Dane Brugler, he put out his top 100 today, which was awesome.
Yes, I need that because the Beast is coming out soon, right?
The Beast probably still got another month. But
no, that's what I mean. But that's who he is. Yeah.
But like the Niners are picking 27. He has Caleb Banks, the defensive tackle out of
Florida. Fourth. Oh, damn.
And Caden McDonald, defensive tackle out of Ohio State, 26. Peter Woods, defensive tackle, Clemson, 33. So you've got some options. There's no like elite defensive tackles projected to go to top 10. Doesn't mean that won't happen, but
just gonna be some guys late, man. Christian, the kid out of Georgia, is a kid that I like. His footwork for me is his feet. His feet are great, and this kid is a disruptor up front. But if Peter Woods falls from Clemson, they got another player out of Clemson as well up front. You're talking like, look at how deep those defensive tackles. Because as a matter of fact, Byron Murphy II went late to Seattle that draft. Like, it was late. Jerzon Newton went late. Like, I remember that draft. Yeah. And he had the injury situation. So I'm just saying, man, the Niners, to me, I think improving from the draft, I think getting more ferocious and mean on the defensive front side of the trenches is more key than the offensive line. The offensive line has continuity. There's one hole that needs to be filled, and that's the left guard position. Let's just be honest with each other. We want other positions to be better, but the only hole there is that guard, and I wouldn't be surprised if they re-sign Spencer Burford and have him come in and play the swing line guy. Wouldn't be surprised.
It's not sexy, but kind of
it's cheap.
All right,
it's serviceable
cheap. And that's where they've gone cheap. They have gone, like, you look at Jake Brendel, they've gone cheap there continuously at the offensive line, especially they've never really paid a left guard. When Lakin Tomlinson came in, was awesome. They let him walk. They spent on Aaron Banks. He was never really healthy. Then the Packers paid him, and man, you read the Packers fans, they are pissed at that. Like, they are really, really upset about that. Lyle,
I see some names in the chat too, so after you read this comment,
yeah
I see some names.
Lyle, appreciate Super Chat. He says, 2019, the 49ers were ranked second in total defense and first in pass defense. It was the last time that they had a pass rusher from the inside in DeForest Buckner. They traded him. Obviously, that did not go well, and they have not been good on the inside since, no matter drafting, you know, the first round. Doesn't matter.
Just help me out, guys, right? Am I being silly? I know I'm smiling, but did you just read the comment? Like, I'm not making this up. That's the Achilles heel. We get mad at our secondary because they got to cover for 75,000 seconds because the front can't get home. There's no pass rush, and there's no interior pass rush. It's just not there. And if it is, it's inconsistent. And does Nick Bosa help that? Yeah. But now you're putting more strain on your main guy. How about you just go get a guy? Nick Bosa, his rookie season was ferocious.
Yeah,
double-digit sacks. But guess why? They had to figure out what to do with them twin towers in the middle. It got to change. It got to switch. The philosophy got to switch. And it got to be, I think, high-quality players. I don't care if they don't fit. I want the best players and the best learners.
I like it. You said you saw a couple names that you wanted to bring up.
Yes, I have not talked much about Zion Young, who I thought had a crazy, tremendous Senior Bowl too, right? Like, so that's the edge out of Missouri. He hit somebody so hard the stadium stopped, right? And so that's another edge rusher out of Missouri.
6'5", 262.
Oh, God. This kid is
amazing. He's played a lot. He's played four seasons. He's contributed in the SEC, which I like. And he plays all over the place.
Yeah. And that to me, that's a Niner, right? Like that's a versatility is key. If you can be versatile, you're going to be 9 times out of 10 on the Niners big board. If I can use you here, 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 and here, you're going to be on the big board.
So Dane Brugler has Zion Young number 39 on his big board. So it's like, man, with where you're picking at 27, you either take him early, you fall back a little bit, doubt he's going to be there in the second round. With what you know of him now, would you be upset if they took a Zion Young at 27? Nah,
because it's playmaking ability. It's pass, rush, win, rate. It's just high. I need it. I need consistent motor from the edge. Consistent motor from the edge. Different type of edge than Mykel Williams. But think about the versatility you can have on the defensive front. And some teams, you just got – people be like, yo, the Seahawks and the Rams, like, look at their defense. They kept drafting defensive players until they figured it out. What's wrong with us doing that?
Well, they spent the entire draft, the first three rounds, were all defensive players last year. So, like, you're looking for more of that.
I'm just saying, what's wrong with us doing it? You watching it, Wes do it. Let me just be clear. I don't know who's coaching the Cardinals because I don't give a care. But let me just say this. They're going to be a scary defense in the next year or two.
They got some bodies over there for sure.
Ooh-wee. I'm just going to put that out there. And we're going to be sitting trying to figure out how to stop the run. Like, no. Just keep getting the guys. Y'all say y'all want to get younger. Y'all say y'all want to get faster. Somebody said to me on a chat, I'm not going to call out the name, but I'm going to call out the comment. Somebody said, we need to get younger. I did my mock draft. I was trying to figure out why I said this. And I said, I drafted 7 young, fast prospects. All you do in the draft is draft younger. Like, I don't get how you get young. I got 7 guys coming into this team that's going to make the team young again. Last year, we drafted more than 7 guys. And the year before that, we're young. We got some old pillars here that are probably on their way out at some point. But come on, guys. Stop saying we got to get younger. We are younger.
Especially last year.
Yeah.
Somebody, I mean, every single draft pick still with the team. Every from last year. I think we had 10.
Yeah.
9, maybe 9.
Zion Young arm length, 33 and a half inches. That's not official NFL combine, but that's what it is.
But that's what he did at the Senior Bowl. So, like, and shoot, I mean, I'm going to, you know, real quick, I'm going to put this up there. We put up our entire draft sheet right here. This is up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. And we posted this yesterday. And so, like, we show the measurements for every single position. You know, red's unofficial, blue is official. Because if you look at Zion Young, who is the edge number 8, 57th overall, he's got 33 4/8 inch arms, and that's an official measurement from the Senior Bowl. It's not the combine, but we keep kind of the projected versus official and all those things. So if you want to know more about these guys, man, that is up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page. Go sign up, 7-day free trial. You get access to it. Wayne, talk to us real quick about your Patreon, what you got going on this offseason, all your draft content.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, so I'm doing something sort of similar. You guys have you'll have access to all my draft content from the Senior Bowl, as well as the NFL Combine, as well up to the draft. You're going to get my big board. You're going to get all that type of stuff on there, as well as breakdowns on the players that I draft for my Monday's mock draft. So then on Wednesday, you'll get the breakdown of every player, and I go a little bit more in depth and why they fit the 49ers and why I drafted them and all that type of stuff. So there's content there. It's exclusive, though, for the Patreon. So go to www.patreon.com/TheWayneBreezy.
I love that you have the in front of it. Every time, man. I'm just like, dude, that's so cool. I want a the John Chapman. That's probably what I should have done.
You should have just, yeah, it's too late now.
It's too late. All right. I want 2 positions that I really wanted to talk about today, and this is selfish. This is just John Chapman's being selfish right now. No, talk to me about the wide receivers.
Okay.
How you feel about them. Now, you put out your top 10 wide receivers. I'm going to read through these just real quick over on Twitter. If I'm smart, I can get there fast enough. You said, here we go. Carnell Tate 1, Jordan Tyson 2, Mekhi Lemon 3, Denzel Boston 4, Kevin Conception 5, Omar Cooper 6, Elijah Surratt 7, Malachi Fields 8, Zachary Branch 9, and Chris Bell 10.
Ooh.
What is your overall kind of just assessment of this wide receiver class first, and then we'll dive into some targets?
I think the wide receiver class is pretty strong, especially for an X. I feel like there's tons of X wide receivers.
Guess what the Niners need? They need an X.
Now, the question is, that has not been the typical 6'3", 6'4", type of body wide receiver, just not what the 49ers have been drafting. John, did we get a new wide receivers coach yet?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
So that's going to be interesting to see who becomes the wide receiver coach and what is that particular person, what's his insight on that. But, you know, I'm going to just talk about the X guys, the X-Men. Ooh, I'm going to do a show called the X-Men, and it's going to be about the wide receivers. John, you're the best.
You can put, like, Professor X and Cyclops and Wolverine
don't
on
there. Tempt me! Don't man, you tempt me! Oh, man, you got me wanting to sing Whitney Houston. I'm your baby tonight. It's the same music. Anyway, Carnell Tate. I know people will be like, oh, man, he wasn't the best receiver on Ohio State. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. What I do know is this guy is indecisive. Like, he's like the way he gets open is weird, right? You fall asleep on him because of his skill set. But here's what he doesn't do. He doesn't drop the ball, right? And then he's getting skinny down the football field on those nine routes, those post routes, and all those different types of routes down the football field. What do the Niners need to do this year? Stretch the field. I wonder why we can't run the ball. I wonder. We just don't got a Brandon Ayuk anymore. So...
And again, Kyle said, if you can't establish the run, you get no explosive plays against Seattle's defense. He said that pregame. And it's like, dude,
that's exactly
what happened to the 49ers both times against the Niners, against Seahawks.
Wow. So I'm not saying we get Carnell Tate, but he's my number one guy. And I'll talk more in depth about that. But Jordan Tyson, another X guy, you're looking for he's a dynamic separator. So he reminds me, and I'm not saying this because he went to Arizona State, but he reminds me of Brandon Ayuk and his ability to be able to separate. He's 6'2", and he has pretty decent speed. Do I have his 40 time down here on my chart? Let me just see what I got. It's a 4.5 guy, not super fast, but he can get down the football field, but he can create separation. That's
elite.
Something that we saw. Yeah, and then hit the length, right? Mekhi Lemon is probably one of my favorites out of
USC.
USC. I feel like he'll be more... He's an X, but I feel like he'll be a slot guy. And the reason,
I agree.
He kind of gives me CeeDee Lamb vibes. I'm going to leave it at that. I know that's a crazy comp, but that's where I'm going to leave it. He's great at separation. Back to the X's. Denzel Boston, big 6'4 guy out of Washington. He is only an outside guy. It's the only way you put him. He has a long stride. He can stretch the boundaries. He can get down the football field. He makes great catches. And that's what he does. Like, big target, big body, great hands, big catch radius. Sounds like something the Niners need. Another ex, Elijah Surratt out of Indiana.
You're a lot higher on him than kind of consensus.
It's weird because I understand you got to separate him and Omar Cooper Jr. They went to Indiana. They're the national champs, and they were that for a reason. I think it's hard to sit there and not talk about these two players who helped that offense and make their quarterback go number one. I mean, talk about a kid who was an outside X. He finished with 609 yards off of 45 receptions. He averaged 13.5 yards per catch, and he had 10 touchdowns. What are we doing here? This is what he does. He's a chain moving X receiver with strong hands. That's what we need. You don't got to go for the super Carnell Tate when you can look for some guys that can do exactly the same thing. Malachi Fields is the kid I fell in love with at the Senior Bowl, okay? I fall in love with a wide receiver every year. I think last year was Jack Beck. This year it was Malachi Fields. Why? Because he can dive and make catches. You don't see that in college and practice. You just don't see it. You see it with him, and he's 6'4". 6'4", had 608 yards off of 33 receptions. Guess how many yards he averaged per catch?
How many?
18.4. You want plays? Let Brock throw to the biggest motherfucker in the stadium down the football field. He ain't got to worry about where it's going. He ain't got to worry about arm strength, arm length, nothing. Just throw it up, do 6'4", he goes and gets it. Spectacular catch all day. You want a moss? He's a moss. It's not might not be as fast as Randy Moss, but he can moss you, right? And then my last guy that I have in my top 10 as an X, I don't know why we're not talking about Chris Bell out of Louisville. I guess because he went to Louisville. And the last time we drafted a player from Louisville, sorry, Garindo. But my point is,
I wasn't going to say nothing.
I know you weren't, but I knew you was. I know you. My point is, this is a bigger, he's 6'2", but he is Deebo Samuel. And I already know there's rumors Deebo may come back, whatever, whatever, whatever. I know a lot of the faithful don't want that. Well, this guy might go in round two, might go, you know, you don't got to pick him at 27. But if you're looking for a physical receiver, a guy that initiates pain, a guy that's a little bigger body type than Deebo Samuel, a guy that doesn't deal with the injuries like Deebo Samuel and can move. We're talking 72 receptions, 917 yards, had six TDs, averaged 12 point, yards per a catch. Dude, it's a problem. And he runs a 4.4. That's a little fast, in my opinion. It's not 4.3, but I'll take a 4.4, you know? And so at 6.2, this guy can move. You can line him up all over the field, but he's an outside guy. He has better routes in his route tree than Deebo Samuel had coming out of South Carolina, and that's what makes him an X. Line him up outside. You can line him up inside, but outside is where he dominates. So out of my top 10, those are my X guys. Yeah, you can go after Omar Cooper Jr., who's probably one of my favorites because he plays the multi role, but we need an X.
I think it's huge. You're counting on Pearsall, which is rough in and of itself, to play that Z role.
Love Pearsall, though.
I think that you can get a cheap slot guy in free agency. Obviously, okay. You're not counting on, you know, Jacob Cowing.
Are you doing like a Romeo Doubs or something?
I think Doubs would play that Z or the X role.
Really?
I think he's... Okay. He's like an outside that. Guy. But like my that. Favorite thing about your three guys, Malachi Fields, Chris Bell, and Elijah Surratt, all of them over 2,000 snaps, which in this wide receiver draft class, that's a 10 out of 10 experience. So you're talking about three guys, which the Niners love. They want people that have played football. And the wide receiver position is one of the most difficult to transition into kind of the NFL period. And so I think that that's a big deal. And so I'm pretty excited about that. And, you know, the one that I will say that you talked about Chris or Denzel Boston.
Mm-hmm.
That system that Washington runs is as close to the 49ers wide receiver tree complex, whatever. And so I don't know, you know, Denzel Boston, I think he's 25th on Dane Brugler's. So like we're picking 27th. We'll see if that falls. But like.
If he's there,
it's there, man.
If he's there at 27, I would run the card in. There was a receiver I said that. Like, I would run the card in because you finally have the X-Man. Like, that would solve. And for Kyle Shanahan, it makes sense why he goes after wide receivers. I almost forgot that Kyle Shanahan was a wide receiver, but it makes sense what he's looking for to help his offense. And I think Brandon Ayuk was his guy. Not anymore, but there was reasons why he went and got Brandon Ayuk, right? Like, there was a reason why we were like, who, right? Now, you know why we're doing this stuff, or at least why I'm doing this, because I want you guys to be aware of who we draft if we draft them. So I'm trying to put out these guys so you can be a little bit more familiar with these players, because I didn't know anything about Brandon Ayuk coming out of Arizona State.
He was a weird guy. Just the process from community college to, you know, switching quarterbacks at ASU and going through that whole process. And it was a little bit different back then because you still had John Lynch's best friend as the head coach, Herm Edwards. That's not there anymore. It's a little bit different offensive scheme now. But, well said. Now, yeah, I want to do an experiment here. I'm looking at your top 10 wide receivers, okay? I think the first one that is legitimately – could be available, Denzel Boston. I'm not saying he would be, but that one's kind of like a 50-50 shot. If Denzel Boston's there at pick 27, are you comfortable taking him in the first round? Yes or no? Oh, dang, that was clean. Okay, what about KC Conception? Would you be comfortable?
I'm not high on him. and
he's
I think
not a
he
true
plays.
X. He plays.
He's a slot guy to me. I have him as a slot guy. I don't want to draft a slot guy in the first round.
Okay.
Unless it's Zachariah Branch because he's a 4-3 guy.
Okay. So what about Amari Cooper Jr.? I'm just going through your top 10. At pick 27, too rich?
I don't think so because I think he has a phenomenal combine workout. And people are going to be like, who? What? Where? I think at 27, the 6-foot wide receiver, 201 pounds, I wouldn't be mad. He's okay. Versatile. He can play the X. He's not the true X, but he can play the X.
And I mean, Niners have been putting Juwan Jennings, which nobody would say he's an X ever. But like, he gets the job done. Okay, what about Elijah Surratt, 27? Too rich?
Too rich still.
Too rich? Malachi Fields?
I think that's too rich for Fields.
I do too.
I feel like Fields you could get in the second or third at the latest if he goes that far. People are going to look at his body type and his explosiveness down the football field and his big playability, and somebody's going to reach on him. It's probably going to be an NFC West team, and we're going to be mad.
Yeah, and again, back to Dane Brugler, which I'm trying to reference him just because this is kind of the groupthink of the draft. He has 6 wide receivers in his top 30.
Dang.
17 wide receivers in his top 100, which is more than any position, almost twice as much as any position. Like, this is a wide receiver heavy draft, and Wayne very well said, there are X wide receivers. You remember like 3 years ago where every wide receiver was 5'8", 5'9"? And it was just like every single one of them was just like little bitty shifty dudes.
Shifty dudes, which the NFL was running. And now you're starting to look at the NFL and these quarterbacks are asked to make these big throws down the football field. Well, you're not going to get that with a shifty guy. I'm sorry. You need the big body X, can run the routes. We're not just talking about the fly route down. We're talking routes, right? We're talking routes, post routes, you know, curl in route. We're talking routes. The route tree's got to be dynamic. And according to Johnny Dell, there are like 800 different routes with the 49 on the 40 from the 49ers wide receivers. I'm like, damn, all of that off of one route? Yeah.
It's a trip, man.
It's a trip.
It's Chris, the most complex in the NFL.
Yeah. I haven't looked up Chris Brazell, so I will definitely put him on my list to check him out.
Chris Brazell II out of Tennessee.
It's the big guy out of Tennessee.
I hate watching Tennessee offensive tape. I hate watching Ole Miss offensive tape. I can't stand that damn scheme. I can't stay. The coach
got shut down by some good DBs this year, but he was dominant. He's nice. He's a big guy, too. Are you talking 6'5", 200 pounds?
Man. He's a big old dude.
And if he runs fast, good God. He's going to jump up.
You were Tennessee. You got to run fast. They don't recruit.
Well, Juwan Jennings didn't run, but he was a quarterback, right, to be fair.
Yeah. But like that scheme, man, they just got burners on the outside. And it's just go route, slant route, hitch route. That's all they run. So like the makeup, the transition is always difficult in that scheme. Jordan Watkins was a part of that scheme, right? Like,
Ole Miss.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's hard to make that transition to a complex, you know, wide receiver position, but it's possible. Definitely not, you know, putting it out there that he can't do it. Want to say thank you to Edgar. Appreciate the super sticker. You are freaking awesome, man. Really appreciate that. Lyle, right here. You guys tell me two free agent players that you would like the 49ers to pick up. Wayne's got one on cue.
I got two on cue. Offense, if they're going offense, give me Tyler Linderbaum, center, if they can. I don't see why the Ravens wouldn't re-sign him. I'm confused.
They will.
I'm confused. But if we can, he's number one. Yo, I'm going to be on this Boye Mafe. This is the guy. This is a guy I think the Niners need to go get. They need a disruptive guy outside on the edge. You could put him on the inside as well. He's like a better version to me of Sam Okwuanu. And I like Sam Okwuanu. So I want Boye Mafe on the 49ers. Sign him to the Niners and let him go berserk on that Seahawks because they did him dirty.
I love it. I love it. And, man, you know, I'll throw out, I want one of these two tight ends, David Njoku, that's out there now that he is going to be, he's kind of your do-it-all tight end.
Yeah, I'm loving
Or Cade Otton, if you want to save some money. But I want a quality tight end that can block.
I put out a poll today. I did not put K Otten in there on purpose because I want to see if people are paying attention to the free agents. I want to see if people know or understand who K Otten is. That's the big blocking, hands catching tight end out of Tampa Bay. He's been a problem, in a good way for Baker Mayfield. It would be great for the Niners to get. You'll finally get a blocking, catching tight end. He's like a, Dallas Goedert, in my opinion. Like that's who he is.
He is. And shout out to Charles. Like, if money and salary cap were not an issue, these would be my top two. Tyler Linderbaum, Alec Pierce. You get those two, you fix.
Between Pierce and Jennings, they're going to command the most money in the wide receiving market. Yeah. So I just don't think you're going to be able to get those guys. But I just gave you some X receivers that you can go get.
Yep. There's options there. And speaking of Mafe, Nicholas Parra, I know the wife's maiden name is Mafe, I believe. Thank you for the super chat, brother. That is beyond generous, beyond kind. He says, what's up, my bros? It's a new day. So let's make this year count no matter what country we play in. I love that. See you in Australia, Mexico, the moon. I don't care. Just draft well, sign free agents, trade, develop players, etc. See everyone at SoFi on Valentine's Day. Ooh, look at that, man. We got Australia, we got Mexico, free. I mean, this dude just covered it all. The Godfather, Nicholas Parra himself, man. Miss you, brother. It's been too long since we've been together.
Yeah, dude. Gotta make them sleep with the fishes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Freaking love it, man. I love it. And so talk about giving offers you can't refuse. Free agency. Do you think the Niners actually spend this year? Last year, they did not. They did not sign one starter offense or defense last year. This year, will it be different?
Last year was a reset, and I think, you know, we just had to go through it. I think we finished 12-5 on a reset year. I mean, damn, like that's not heard of, right? It's unheard of, right? And so I think the key to us next year is just the health of the players that are returning. And then obviously the health period, but they're going to spend some money in free agency. I really think if the 49ers do upgrade the offensive line, it's going to be in free agency. Don't look at the draft because those top tier guys will be probably gone. And now you're taking a prospect in the second round, third round, and then you're going to be mad if they don't pan out. I guarantee you the Patriot fans are pissed off. They spent the first round pick on the kid out of LSU, and he wasn't good. I just it doesn't matter where you draft these guys. If you get a guy that could come in here and develop and play well within the system, I would say that Seattle's defensive front is just different. My thing is get the defensive front to be on that par. Like, I want our defensive front to be feared.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And I like this from Howdy. He said, go get Romeo Doubs play X, Wandale to play slot. Together would still be cheaper than Pierce. I agree. Like, I would not be upset at those. And then you draft somebody that, you know, that could compete at that X spot. Now you got Jordan Watkins, but now you got a room. And you don't know who's going to pan out and who can't. But, like, man, that's depth. That's quality depth that you can get out there. And I'd totally for that one, man. And so, yeah, we'll have to see what it is, but I like your take. So, Wayne, real quick, if you were, okay, here we go. I'm going to do this. I'm going back to Dane Brugler's, just top whatever. So I'm scrolling down to 27 where the Niners pick. I'm going to give you some names. You ready? Mm-hmm. This is number 27. You got to pick one of these names. These are the guys on the board. Mm-hmm. Okay. Omar Cooper Jr., cornerback, Colton Hood, Tennessee. Cassius Howell, edge, Texas A&M. Caleb Lemieux, offensive tackle. Emmanuel McNeil Warren, safety. Yep. Or Peter Woods, defensive tackle.
Okay.
Those are the guys on the board.
Yeah.
Who you taking at 27?
Give me Emmanuel McNeil Warren. Like,
going safety.
I'm going safety here. Time to change it up. We got Raheem Morris. Give him his secondary piece. Safety is usually the key to his defense anyway, right? Give him that free bird. Guy could fly around, roam around football field. Guarantee you that kid runs probably like a 4.43, 4. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guarantee he's fast, but I watch him make plays on the football field. I don't care if he went to Toledo. I don't care.
They put out some great DBs.
We drafted Samuel Womack from Toledo, and he was panning out to be good. He just couldn't play the slot, and that messed him up, right? But when we had him on special teams and playing outside, he was pretty decent. It was when we moved him to the slot. You know who ended his career in San Francisco? Can you name the one player? You can name him. We were at the game. You can name him.
I don't remember. I had a lot of drinks. Bro. Oh, yeah.
Kyle Pitts ended Samuel Womack's career in San Francisco because he couldn't play the slot, and that's where they needed him to play at that time. And he just got abused. I'll never forget that.
Man, I love it.
I like Peter Woods, though. Talk about Clemson. I like Peter Woods. I do.
I love this, man. And like, we are here. It is now off season. You got free agency first in the draft, and we're going to be cooking that up. And you guys got to make sure you subscribe to the Wayne Breezy. Make sure you get all the draft content because he's going to keep bringing it. It's all that he does. And I got one more question here. Oh, sorry about that. Shout out to Brian Carter. He helps us with our draft research. He says, John Wayne, this draft is loaded at wide receiver. Love a bunch of the dudes in the third or fourth rounds. They're not complete wide receivers, but they have clear roles that could play. Do you have a later wide receiver?
I got two, motherfreaker.
Kind of, my man.
Eric McAllister out of TCU, about to say TSU, out of TCU, Texas Christian University. The kid's a 4.45 guy, but he can play the X, and he plays it really well. And then another X guy, Jacoby Lane out of USC. You talk about spectacular catch. You want to talk about one-hand OBJ-style type of catch. And the kid damn near, with Makai Lemon, still almost had like 1,000 yards. Like I just feel like there's guys you can get in rounds four, even round five, which is, you know, I don't want to wait that long. And last and certainly not least, two small school guys. Okay, these are my sleepers because they're small school guys. But God dang it, did they show me something at the Senior Bowl. Ted Hurst out of Georgia State, 6'3". Guarantee you he can run through the gym, run through the football field. This kid's going to be a fast, going to be a playmaker on the next level. Guarantee it. Don't let Georgia State fool you. Okay, don't let that school fool you. And last and certainly but not least, a school out of Ohio called John Carroll, the wide receiver, Tyron Montgomery. Might have been just the best receiver at the Senior Bowl. Yeah, but a multi-receiver. So there are guys, Brian Carter, you be on it, especially you be correcting me and stuff on Twitter, and I love it because you got so much insight.
Awesome.
I'm going to have to pay you to come work for me and help me get my draft stuff together because that is – you're on it, bro. But, nah, those are some guys I would sleep on. Eric McAllister out of TCU, Ted Hurst. I like that. Maybe each week we do this, we talk about a different position, but this is really fun, John. Like, I really love this part of football coverage and analysis and
separating the players. Like, that's where it gets kind of fun. Like, you know, we're talking about it, you know, Ted Hurst, he's pick 130. That's about where he's going consensus. Eric McAllister, pick 133. These are later guys that you can get late. Well, right now, and everything gets shooken up at the combine because if elite testing or character or medical and those things come out, that's where it starts to get a little dicey with some of these guys. But great question there. I love it. I love it. Wayne, this was a fun show. Go ahead and take us out. I've got my finger on the cue to wrap the show up, so which I'm terrible at. But you let me know. Let's walk it out of here, man.
First of all, shout out to John Chapman for putting this amazing show together every Tuesday. We're going to be going every other Tuesday in the offseason for now, okay? But it'll be streaming on both channels. So thank you, John, for allowing me to put this on the Wayne Breezy channel as well so that the viewers can watch. Make sure you subscribe to the 49ers Rush channel. Listen, Niners season was an amazing season. We went 12-5 with no legs, no arms, and damn near missing a head, right? And we still almost made it to the Super Bowl. Look, we're going to come back stronger. The season is over. I'm not saying congrats to the Seahawks. I did that already, and I'm done. They already know how I feel about them, but I guarantee you it will be different in 2026, and you stay locked in right here because John and Wayne is going to bring you the insight on the NFL prospects. Love you. See you next time.